It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
I think of these as the library ducks. You might even call them well-read ducks.
We're here at the Boulder Public Library at Boulder Creek, and we've come down where the ducks gather in the Peace Garden to look for the celebrated wood duck pair. Now, we're not feeding the ducks this morning. It's against the law, for one thing. But obviously, someone has. Right in front of us, there's, about 50, Ruth Carol, 50 mallards?
Yeah, and there's some beautiful widgeons with almost a cream-colored bald pate there on top.
Now, look at that American widgeon biting the other American widgeon. But the big attraction is a pair of wood ducks that have been here every winter for at least 3 years. They nest in woodpecker holes. So they may actually nest in the cottonwoods here along Boulder Creek, and it's very rare to see wood ducks in Boulder County. Why don't we go looking for them, and then we can talk a little more about them.
Usually when I just stand here for while, they realize from the other ducks that something's going on.
Every time I've been here, they've been separate from the main ducks and a little ways up or downstream. But we'll go down. Look at this great courtship display, though, of the mallards. Uh-oh, here we go. Sex.
He's on top of her now and grabbing her by the neck, and did you hear her? She just went peep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was successful. I think it was a first try. Yeah. Well, there's some ducks sleeping upstream behind some rocks. I bet they're in there, but I can't quite see them. Male wood ducks have bright, bright green crests and bright red eyes. They're just so striking, you can't miss them. But we're going to miss them this morning. They're not here. They've been here. They were here a week ago. They've been here most of the winter. You just have to be patient, everyone, you know. Here's the wood duck right here. Just flew in. Is he beautiful. Green head with white stripes. Nice buffy breast. And he's mixing in now with all these dabbling ducks. We can see he's only about two-thirds the size of these dabblers. Wood ducks are pretty small.
Oh, he's going after one of the mallards. That was a bit of hostility there.
That was him. That was the wood duck call. There he goes, very high. It's just a high, wheezy call, and he makes that as he throws his head back, and that's part of his mating display. I mentioned that we don't feed ducks, and here's the reason. These ducks can get along fine in winter without our help. And when we feed them, we attract groups of ducks together, and they pass avian diseases back and forth, including avian cholera. So actually, when you feed the ducks, you actually lower their possibility of survival. Boy, look at the wood duck. It's only 6 feet away from us. Look at those green patches on its wings. So beautiful in the red, bright red eye.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.